The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. And on The Bigger Picture today, we'll find out what we need to keep on our radar for the rest of the day and the week. And to help us out, we've got Abhilash Narayan, investment strategist at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Abhilash, good to hear from you again.
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Abhilash, just jump into the latest earnings and the numbers we're getting overnight on Wall Street. So Apple, everyone's been watching out for the potential impact on the US-China trade dispute. And it seems like they did overall do quite okay. And the impact on the somewhat slowdown in the Chinese numbers wasn't as bad as expected. What was your takeaway from the Apple numbers, Abhilash?
Well, certainly. I mean, the Apple earnings beating estimates is a positive for the markets at the margin. But if you think about it, this is in line with the broader trend that we are seeing in the tech companies' earnings that are coming out this quarter. So in this earnings season, tech companies have delivered a 9% earnings surprise, so beating earnings expectation by about 9%. And Apple clearly falls in that trend. However, I mean, if you think about tech companies in general, there is this increased risk of further regulatory scrutiny on tech companies, which is a big risk in our opinion, because that could hurt the profitability and could also lead to lower PEs going forward. So overall, while earnings have been positive, we remain neutral on U.S. tech sector.
Okay, so it's been quite a mixed bag, Abhilash, for the corporate earnings season. We did see some companies beat expectations, but you have to remember that these expectations were lowered in the first place. So as you head into the rest of the year, what do you expect with the current backdrop against the numbers you're seeing on the economy and the uncertainties out there?
Yes, the earnings season this quarter has followed the same trend as last one, where we start out with very low expectations and then earnings beat the market expectations. So if you think about this earnings season, they have beaten expectations by about 5%, and nearly 75% companies have beaten the earnings expectation, which is higher than the historical average of 72%. Looking ahead, if you think about 2020 earnings growth estimates, since we are in mid-year, investors start to focus on next year's earnings growth estimates. For 2020, that's about 11%, which is slightly above historic average. So we think earnings expectation fear in U.S. equities was overdone. Earnings should be fine. Mm-hmm. And when we combine that with the strong share buybacks that U.S. companies are doing, it paints a very positive picture for U.S. equities. And it's because of those reasons that we are overweight on U.S. equities.
Okay, it's a very interesting picture, Abhilash, because you have markets in the U.S. actually touching new record highs recently. So what is the positioning or the play for investors right now, with markets looking so peakish? Should they take money off the table right now, or should they stay invested?
Well, our strategy is that we continue to like global equities, and we are neutral on bonds. So it's important to have enough allocation in bonds, but we expect equities to continue to outperform. Now, you're correct that markets have made record highs, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they can't keep going up higher further. So if we think about the fact that Fed is likely to cut rates hopefully later tonight, that could be a positive catalyst for equities as well. We did an analysis of how global equities performed 6 months after a Fed rate cut, when we didn't have a recession in months following the Fed rate cut. And we do see that global equities generally deliver very strong double-digit returns. So given that earnings expectations are strong and valuations are not too expensive, we think there's further upside in equities.
Okay, we are chatting with Abhilash Narayan, investment strategist at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Abhilash, you mentioned the FOMC meeting. Everyone's been pricing in a rate cut. 25 basis points is what most people are looking out for. So with this already priced in, what else are you looking out for when we hear from the FOMC tomorrow morning?
Well, you're absolutely correct. Markets are pricing in a rate cut. It's a question of whether it will be 50 basis point or 25 basis point rate cut. We have seen President Trump call for 50 basis point rate cuts. But given the strong data in the U.S., we think 25 basis point rate cut is more likely. What markets would be looking for is obviously the guidance from Fed President Powell with regards to future rate cuts, because as of now, markets are pricing in 4 rate cuts till end of 2020. And if the guidance for future rate cuts is less accommodative than expected, then we could see a sell-off in the bond market and maybe some weakness in equities as well. However, given that global central banks are on an easing bias, we do believe that any sell-off that we see is likely to be short-lived.
All right, talking about global central banks, another bank in action, Blesh, is the Bank of England. They'll be making their interest rate policy decision tomorrow. And looking at sterling, it's been under quite a bit of pressure. It's broken below the 1.22 level yesterday for the first time in nearly 2 years. So at 1.215 right now, nearly two-year lows. So versus the Sing dollar, it's at 1.66. I think it's a record low versus Sing dollar. So it's down nearly 2% since Boris Johnson took over as the new Prime Minister. Where is the pound headed for the rest of the year?
You absolutely hit the nail when it comes to explaining the reason for pound weakness. So it has been weakening even before Boris Johnson became the Prime Minister, given that his candidature was really strong. So what we have seen over the last 2 years is that whenever there are concerns about a hard Brexit, pound goes to 120, 122 range. And when people are expecting a soft Brexit or some deal, pound has moved to 140 range. Our base case is that over the next 12 months, we will not see a hard Brexit. We will see some deal coming through. Right now, what we are seeing is negotiating tactics. And because of that, we remain bullish on pound over the next 12 months. We expect it to appreciate versus the dollar, versus the Sing dollar. However, in the coming 2 or 3 months, we could see a lot of volatility in the pound. So investors will need to be nimble if they are looking to invest in
pound. Do you have a projection for the pound?
It really depends on the direction of the trajectory, but if you're talking about pound versus the dollar, we could easily see pound hit 130, 135 should concerns of a hard Brexit ease.
All right. Thank you so much, Abhilash, for your time this morning. We've been chatting with Abhilash Narayan. He is the investment strategist for Standard Chartered Private Bank. Abhilash, have a great day ahead.
Thank you, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.